talk about this contain thing the coach talked about a little bit after the game and talked about today a little bit. What is it? What happens? And how, I imagine it's very, very frustrating.
Contain is whoever is the last man on the outside. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Whoever is the last man on the outside closest to the sideline, the field, the boundary, whatever you want to call it. If he's not in his position, then running back, quarterback, pitch man, whoever can get free and just take off.
Mm-hmm. And that's your defense is invulnerable, right? I mean, it's open.
What?
It's open. It's vulnerable.
Oh, well. Nah, I wouldn't say the defense is vulnerable. It's just that we just have to play better as a defense to make sure that we, make sure that doesn't happen again. Mm-hmm. Make sure guys don't squeak out like that.
Is there a technique that you guys will be working on in practice this week to help make that work? Is that the fix?
It's nothing I know of. It's whatever Coach Parker has up his sleeve for the defense to run, and that's what we'll do.
You talk about chasing down the quarterback. You have several mobile quarterbacks on the roster, on the schedule.
And chasing down the quarterback is definitely a task. And with the way the game has changed, it's a lot more speed, a lot faster quarterback. So it's just a matter of adjusting to it.
How many players have the responsibility? Is it usually like a defensive end or a cornerback on the weak side? Is that?
Typically, I mean, it depends. Sometimes it could be a linebacker.
Okay.
I want to ask you about Christian Kirksey. Kind of made his name a little bit more on Saturday. What have you seen out of him as a linebacker?
There's a lot of promise in his future. As a guy who is really I'm going to win and say, Christian's a pretty good player. He's going to be an even better player once he fully matures and grows up. And that's a lot to be said with a lot of young guys been stepping up. You know, it's just be very exciting to see what him and James Morris can do when they get to be my age. Granted, they'll be out of here by then, but still, those guys are doing a heck of a job as it is now, and it's kind of like you look at them as like a proud parent. You know, you see them coming in as freshmen, they don't know anything, and then you see them stepping up and making key plays, and it's a real good thing, and it's excellent, and it's exciting. It's exciting to see, and can't wait to see them continue to grow.
Looks like there's two parts to that containment. The DNs on those pocket passes have to pinch in the pocket, but you guys, the tackles, have to push up and make sure he doesn't squirt out. How do you keep him squirting out?
Keep him from squirting out. Yeah. You said it. The tackles get to push in, the DNs hold the outside so that he can't run up the middle or run outside.
I mean, that's obviously in theory that's easy to say. How do you do it?
I don't know. I can't really explain it. You probably just have to watch film, see how defenses do that.
This defensive line hasn't been together very long. I know that Dominic was hurt a little bit in camp, and Charles coming back. Does the cohesion matter as much on the defensive line?
Cohesion matters all over the team, and it's just a matter of getting into a groove with guys. The schemes are there, and we just have to run it.
Is this group comfortable doing twists and stunts? And it doesn't seem like you're doing quite as many as maybe the group did last year.
Still early in the season. Still a lot of football left to run. So, who knows what the future holds for us.
You think you need to give the quarterback something different every once in a while? That, get him hit in the mouth once or twice early?
That'll help. But it's just we do what we do. And, I mean, that doesn't go no more, no less. We do what we do.
Can you talk about the physical nature of how you guys play? I mean, you guys don't run from blocks. You just take them on, and you wrestle with the offensive linemen. Is it just take time for a new defensive lineman, which you have a few this year, to get that technique down? That sort of I don't know what it's exactly called, where you just take on, you go through the block.
That's definitely new to a lot of younger guys. You watch a lot of high school and the defensive linemen, they just run up the field.
Yeah, yeah.
And here we're taught to two gap. So it's definitely something. It's a process, and with the experience, guys will continue to improve with that. And definitely in practice, everybody didn't come in here knowing how to two gap like a veteran, but it. Coach Kaczynski knows what he's doing. He's teaching. He teaches us pretty well. That's technique.
The two gap. You have to be built for that too. I mean, I think it takes a few years in the weight room to get good at that, doesn't it? I mean, isn't that predicated on that?
Well, we've always played with undersized defensive linemen anyway, and we've been two-gapping since before any of us were here. So, yeah, the weight room would definitely size, if that's what you're getting at.
Yeah.
That'd be nice, but I mean, clearly the weight room is big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Coach Doyle definitely builds his players up, but like I said, we've always had undersized guys, and it's still never been a problem.
Do you think that's maybe a tweak? I mean, if the two-gap thing is not working, that you go to a different technique? Are you guys always going to be that way?
Oh, I'm not a coach, so I don't know. I don't know what they do. We could, you know, do something.
Slant or whatever.
I mean, I have no idea what we do, but I know I've been coached to do what we've been coached to do, and that's what we'll do until given otherwise.
Right.
Part of that two-gap technique is you have to get off the puck, right, when it comes your way.
Correct.
Is that something you guys looked at on Sunday, getting off some of those blocks? And is, you know, are they clamping you guys? Or?
It was something we had to watch. Something we had to work on, just getting off the block. It's something you work on every year. So that's just along with the list of things you have to keep an eye on with getting better.
How tough was the film Sunday? I know there were a lot of correctable moments. Kirk's talked about that. Is it hard to watch it again? How hard is it going in there and watching it again?
Film was tough after watching Tennessee Tech.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's always tough because you always watch the things that you can correct. A couple plays you may have missed on, left on the field.
Right.
So, big win, hard losses, close wins, close. I mean, it's always tough to watch because you just look at, like, man.
Right.
But it helps because you look at things and say, this is something I have to improve on. And watching the film, it helps me, but it's just, you know, it's never fun to see yourself not being perfect.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you guys don't go in there and high five. You got to go in there and learn, right?
Right.
I know you were a lightly recruited guy. Villanova, right, is the only other one?
Correct.
What's it like taking a leap? You know, Villanova's calling. There's a comfort level there, I imagine, between you and them. So, didn't you almost commit there? Or?
I did, but they didn't have it. They kind of pulled away with the scholarship. Mm-hmm. So I had no scholarships by the time Coach Ferentz called me.
You're hearing from Villanova, and then the Big Ten calls. And you got to be excited right away, but realistically, is it nerve-wracking to make that leap? You know, when one level's calling in, then all of a sudden the other level calls?
It was unexpected, but here now.
Yeah.
So it was the best thing. You know, as to say, everything happens for a reason.
What was it like being an undersized defensive lineman when you walked in the door here, you know, trying to play two gap against, when you got here, who were the big tackles?
Our offensive linemen, we had Rob Bruggeman, Seth Olson, the older guys who've been here for a while, who've done it. Vandervelde, I mean, he was only his second year, but it's like he's been in the, I mean, you know, Julian.
He came out that big.
He came out that big and experienced almost. And so,
but being an undersized, I mean, you're a project when you come here. When Villanova's the only one calling in, and Iowa calls you, you're kind of a project when you walk in the door. Is that hard? I mean, going up against those guys, it must have been.
It wasn't hard because the rest of the defensive line had similar stories. Undersized guys who weren't heavily recruited, probably played other positions, and then there were guys older that were here when they got there as freshmen who had similar stories to them. So it's kind of like a trend, and they prepare you to – they learn how to change their mindset, and they teach you how to do the same thing.
Seth, on Saturday you're going to be going up against team that features a running back that right now leads the nation in rushing, and your coach just described him earlier today as a strong, aggressive runner. What kind of goes through your mind when you hear all that stuff and you think about the caliber of running back that you're going to be facing?
It's definitely exciting. It's definitely exciting. I mean, football's fun regardless, but when you hear something like that, it's even makes it that much more fun. I didn't even know that until you just said that. But that's not something that we focus on. We focus on improving from week to week. And regardless of who we play, we just focus on making that, taking the proper steps to correct the correctables.